7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Welcome to this edition of Skip the Tutorial, number one video game podcast in Def Jam Vendetta. I'm one of your hosts this week, Bryant DMX Daniels. And joining me across the universe on Skype is none other than Todd Tupac Fortner. What's going on, man?
Yeah. 2018, man. Still space age.
2018? Space age. We going to space on private rockets.
Starships and rockets. Shout out to my people, Stacy, out there in Napoleon City, Louisiana. But how you doing, broski?
Man, I am doing good. We got a little bit of a celebration today. Two celebrations, really. Tomorrow is somebody's birthday.
You'll put me on the spot when I was thinking. Like, I was about to ask you if it was weird that I called you broski. But you know, you my nigga, because we're going to say that on air today. But anyway, my bad.
Happy birthday, man.
Hey, bro. Thank you, man. Damn, you know, it's cool to be above ground. Hey, happy birthday to the tribe, too, if you've been rocking with us, man.
Yep.
We made our year, you know, a few days ago. It's crazy how that shit happens. You know what I'm saying? But, no, nah, man, thank you truly from the bottom, you know.
For
the birthday wishes, bro. It's been cool.
It's always good. It's always good to celebrate your birthday in proper style and, you know, celebrate the birthday of Skip the Tutorial as well. Like, it's pretty awesome, man. We've grown a lot this year. It's, you know, we get towards the end of the year. Sometimes it's time to look back and sometimes it's time to look forward. We always like to look forward at Skip the Tutorial because, you know, we're looking to the future. The future's the future. That's what I care about. I'm concerned about the future. I don't care about the past. Actually, that's a lie. I play a lot of old video games, so I kind of.
Hey, man, I'm trying to stay in the moment. We got to keep it. I'm trying to be right in the middle. You know what I'm talking about?
Right
there.
In the middle.
In the middle.
That's what she said about the three-way. Anyway.
Talking about conference in a call?
Yes, conference calls.
Go look, man. This is the tumultuous times we live in.
If you're in the middle of a conference call and you were dialed second and somebody else was dialed third, are they running a train on you in conference call format?
Hold up, bro. Let me stop. Okay, see, look. Nope, I got to stop you. And then, okay, because I know we've already started with the rant. Like, this is an anniversary episode kind of thing, man. I was about to say, what, the Stormy Daniels? And for the first time in a year, I thought about it before I said something. I was just like, somebody's not going to like me saying Stormy Daniels, but I'm from Louisiana.
It's true.
I'm a fan.
It's true. Oh, man. If this is your first time joining us, though, clearly you've been introduced to us at a really weird time. It's our year anniversary, so we're real loose today. But we are a video game show. What we like to do is talk about video games. We get together. We talk about the games we've been playing. We talk about some video game news, and then we break down a roundtable, and then we do top sevens occasionally. However, there is a stipulation for all new listeners. We also talk about whatever the fuck
we want to. Welcome.
Welcome to the show. This week is a whatever the fuck we want to episode with a top seven, and it's not video game related. If you've been fucking with us over the last year, you're going to expect this episode. We're doing a top seven, not video game related. Todd, what are we talking about this week?
This is top seven hip hop albums, our favorites
of 2018.
As usual, 2018. How, you know, it's our stuff. It's weird because I don't even know why we did this last year, but now this makes it traditional, I guess.
We do this.
Now, I do want to just say this. I got to get this out of my system real quick. Smash Bros.
Yes. You loving it?
It's strange. It has a strange grip on me. It has a strange grip on me, Brian. Have you played it yet?
Not yet.
I've got
I've got two copies of this.
Now you gotta go. Y'all thought we weren't gonna talk about the giveaway. Well, all right.
Well, okay. We have a different giveaway this time. Not Smash Bros. That may be coming up. It depends on what I do with that other copy of it. But I will be playing it this weekend. We are babysitting one of my friend's kids, who's like, I think he's like a 10 or 11 year old kid. Like, you know, he'll play Smash Brothers and it'll be on the big TV. It'll be fun, and I'll get to see, you know, Smash Brothers played, and it'll be a lot of fun. However, we do have a giveaway, so we got the giveaway of the digital code for Batman the Animated Series, the entire series. We have a digital code for it for you guys. For you guys, we're going to be giving away that digital code. We'll be announcing the winner. Let's see here. I think it was the episode that's going to release on January 6th. January 6th. Todd, I'm thinking that if you favorite us on Anchor, you leave us an iTunes review, and maybe some other things, we'll put you in the giveaway. What are your thoughts here?
Agreed.
All right. So Facebook too, maybe?
Synergy. Yeah, man. Yeah, fuck it. It's the year. You know, we trying to just do some different kind of giveaways. That's, you know, you doing your thing. Excuse me.
No worries. Yeah, but like Facebook, follow us on Twitter, retweet us on Twitter, whatever. Like, we'll put you in the giveaway. The opportunity to win Batman the Animated Series, the full digital like version of that. Not the physical copy, but the digital copy. And again, we may be doing another giveaway of a copy of Super Smash Brothers pretty soon. So just stay tuned.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. I do have something else to say. I've not been playing Smash Bros, but I have been playing a lot of Assassin's Creed Odyssey and a lot of Forza Horizon 4. So a couple quick thoughts. Odyssey, in my opinion, is not better than Origins. I'm just going to throw that out there. It is not.
I mean, you know how I feel.
Yeah, I think it's a great, like, fun game. I really do. I just, the combat feels less, satisfying, I guess would be the word.
That's the super subjective part, because for a lot of people, they're like, oh, okay, I hated the combat in Origins. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? Potato, potato. But I think both of us, it just resonated. It just didn't feel like it had more weight to it a little bit.
Yeah, it did. It felt like it had more weight. The acting felt a lot better. Like, it felt like the acting in Origins was, the voice acting was way better than in Odyssey. Like, Odyssey comes across a little bit cheesy at times.
I also think, though, it's one of those ones, like, either side of the coin you're on it, you're not wrong. Like, either one that you like, you're not wrong.
Yeah, I'll agree with that for sure. I will say the ship battles in Odyssey, I like that part, though, because that was my favorite part of Black Flag. I liked Black Flag, but my favorite part of Black Flag was the actual ship-to-ship battles. So
the first time you heard him singing and seeing that interaction, did you have a feeling?
I did. I really did. Like, I was like, okay, yeah, like, this is all right. And also, Forza Horizon 4, strangely addicted to that. Like, it's really a great game. May end up on my top 7 as a late runner this year, just because of how, I don't know, addictive and fun the racing is and how good the racing feels. And, you know, anytime you've got me leaning forward in my chair and I'm like turning my body with the car, I know I'm engaged. like I'm doing yoga in my chair.
You only had a driver set up with the pedals and shit. That's with just the motherfucking controller whipping like it was Midnight Dub Edition 2.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I still got to fuck with Forza. I know you've been talking about that one pretty heavy, and I know that's really good. Plus the partner that we used to be, you know, we used to vape with.
Yeah,
talking
yeah.
about that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Just talking about tuning cars and shit yesterday, so hell to the yeah. And I feel you, bro. Like, I'm trying to, tonight, I got the Just Cause 4, because, you know, I'm a Just Cause fan.
Yeah, yep, yep. I have heard some mixed reviews on that one.
That's what I'm saying. I got to check it out, though. But, I mean, I'm telling you, I'm going to just say it one more time before we don't have to talk any other more video game talk, because these lists were difficult. I'm still, you know, tripping about that. But Smash Bros, as somebody who has not played Smash Brothers, just as a gamer, that weird feeling that I pretty much only get with my Switch, where I'm like, I have to have my Switch on me just in case I have like a loose 12 minutes just to fuck with this. Very almost like I have a drive to want to deal with it, like a not quite Red Dead Redemption level, but for me, it's one of the experiences like I thought I was hoping to get from Fallout 76 as far as taking my time. From something as a outside, very beyond not even casual, like just look fan. I don't even, you know, just maybe the company, whatever, like whatever. Yeah. I love Mortal Kombat. This is one of, it's just, it's strangely addictive. I can't wait to get on it with you. But anyway, man, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be playing it this weekend. Tonight I'm going to play some more Odyssey and Forza, but I'll probably be spending a lot of time Saturday playing Smash Brothers.
Man, shout out to Pixel Arts guy, man, too. While I think about it, he is always on that shit, too. V Money, DJ from, you know, Pixel Art, to get my paints from. That motherfucker's always on there. We got to link up on there. So shout out to that dude, man. Check him out. Ryan Barrett at Facebook. Check his art out. Fuck with him. He's fire. Yeah.
Yes. But this week, we are not officially talking about video games. We're talking about our top 7 hip-hop albums of 2018. Todd, why don't you get us started with your number 7?
Okay, bro. Like, I had to keep it real. It's the Black Panther soundtrack for me.
That's a great soundtrack.
In a weird way, like, it's hard for me to explain this one. There's nothing objective about that. Because I don't even know if I like that whole album that much. It's like 2 songs on the album that I really used to flip. And so on and so forth. But the fact that Kendrick Lamar did the whole album, the way it started out in the year, it's a memory. It's one of those albums where it'll carry on, like, 10 years from now, I'll be able to look, God, well, I'm alive, thank God. But you know what I'm saying? Or Thor or Beelzebub. But I'll be able to look back and look at that album cover and have like a memory, like, and that was the soundtrack of the time for a moment for me. So I had to put that on my, you know, it, just experiences, man. That legit was in my car. Like, that's what I really was listening to every day. So for me to not put it on my list, it wouldn't be genuine. So we're going to start off with Black Panther soundtrack.
Man, that's a good choice right there. I know it had some, like, there's been different criticisms of the soundtrack. I like Kendrick Lamar's taste on that soundtrack. I like what he put together. I like that track with SZA, the one that actually ended up, I think it closes Black Panther. That's such a good track. I really enjoyed the album. I did.
I mean, look, but then on the flip side, like, anybody that's like, what the fuck is this? Why am I listening to this podcast? This motherfucker started out the whole list with Black Panther soundtrack for top 7 hip hop. I'm not mad at that person.
No, you dig?
Like, I'm not mad at them at all. Hopefully they stick around. Hopefully as soon as I said Black Panther, they didn't go, what the? Go listen to.
Stop. Stop. But, I don't want to hear this.
I gotta keep it real, man. Album experience, Black Panther soundtrack.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. That actually ends up on my also run for this year. My number 7 is really, for me, an artist I've discovered in the last couple years, and that's Vince Staples FM. Vince Staples FM. I found him because he was on Gorillaz. He was on Gorillaz' album Humans last year. He was featured on there. And so when he dropped FM this year, I knew I had to listen to it. And from the get, I was hooked. It opens with a great track called Summertime, which is by far one of my favorite tracks of the year. I think I sent that one to you, actually, to listen to it. And, you know, Vince Staples, man, I put this on the record, and I would just... A good album to me will take me somewhere else. It always doesn't have to be... Every part of it doesn't have to be good. But if it's making me think of certain situations or even kind of drifting off into another world, then I know that it's an album that's kind of captured me. And Vince Staples FM was one of those albums that really took me by surprise. He's got a lot of depth to him. There's a lot of depth. There's a lot of layers to the song and the way the album's designed. And, you know, the introduction of these little little skits from, you know, FM radio talking about the new albums that are new songs and new tracks that are being played, and kind of that being a criticism on kind of radio community right now. And I thought it was a really, really clever title, clever album, and it's got a great cover that looks like it's inspired by the classic Green Day album, Dookie. So, you know, I mean, it does. It kind of looks like it's been inspired by that. I need to look that up because I thought that was really clever.
I used to fuck with Green Day back in the day.
Oh, man, me too. Me too. In fact, I may have to go listen to Dookie later. That's such a good album. I love that title, too. Dookie. But that is my number 7. What's your number 6?
Okay. I struggled over this one a little bit because it should be higher on my list, but I'm ghetto. So I'm like, I'm going off of what I really was fucking with this year. T.I. Dime Trap.
Yeah. It's a good album.
You know, I think song like Light Day. And that's another one that just carries over. I'm just a fan of the catalog. I've been dealing with T.I. for a minute as far as just overall. I don't even know if it's necessarily like his classic album, but if we just talking about this year, and I'm just going off of shit that I really was listening to when I'm walking to the park and dribbling my ball, it was a section in life I'm listening to Dime Trap, you know? Yep. And you know, to quick synopsis, the reason why we had these hip-hop shows is same explanation we gave last year, man. That's also one of the reasons the birth of the show came to be about, and finding something in common that was unexpected and going back and forth, you know what I mean? Of course, we talk about hip-hop because it was really... what was the group?
Oh, Flatbush Zombies. It was Flatbush Zombies. I mentioned to it, and you kind of looked, and you're like, wait, you know who Flatbush Zombies are?
And it was like, that was the, did we just become best friends moment?
Pretty much. That's the Step Brothers moment. It's just like, oh my God, did we just become best friends?
Flatbush... You want to see something amazing?
Yes, I do. But yeah, that's the reason why. I mean, it's a connection between video games and hip-hop. It's... You know, me and you both love hip hop and, you know, legitimately love it to a degree of we don't just listen to it because it's, I don't know. We listen to it in a different way than I think most people listen to music these days. It's, you know, we're looking for something else in it. And I think that also comes with age. Like you get a little older, you start looking for your music. Like you look for something else in it. Something
like looking for a space to say that's what she said. And it was a couple of golden moments I missed.
Damn it. I ruined it by talking.
I got you off track. Yeah, man. But T.I. Dime Trap, man, it was a solid album. I mean, speaking about album covers, I think that's another reason on there. That is probably one of my favorite album covers, hip-hop-wise, ever. Just the cover itself. For me personally, that shit was crazy. It's borderline narcissistic, but it's beautiful.
It really is. It really is. It's been one of my go-to albums this year, but it did end up on my also run.
I can dig it.
For other reasons. Like, it was one of those that this was a difficult, difficult year. Yeah, man, that album cover, I pulled it up right now. That is a great album cover.
But see, I don't even want to, you know what, let me backtrack off the king real quick, because he did claim himself to be the king of the South and didn't nobody check him on that. I don't even want to say narcissistic. It's just one of those things where it's like that. It almost, you looking at the cover, it's like that's telling a story right there, which is dope. So, you know, I'm all about the artistry overall sometimes, you know what I mean? And the underlying message that's trying to be portrayed. In especially music in years where there's a lot of shift, potential turmoil, a lot of toxic environment, is like it creates a lot of great art, a lot of great music.
It's been
a
big
year for that, man. Yeah. So yeah, that's my number seven. I mean, number six. I'm doing 6-7. That's my number six. What's your number six, bro?
My number six is actually somebody you introduced me to. Didn't think I would ever, you know. It's something that it's hard to describe because I think it's an interesting album. It definitely buys more into the newer generation, but it's still got that old school feel, and that's Youngboy NBA Until Death Call My Name. Youngboy NBA Until Death Call My Name.
Say, bro.
What's up?
Preach. Nah, preach.
It's so good. It's an album that captured my attention from the very first track. It felt very honest. You know, the stuff that he's talking about here, you know, is his own personal struggles, his struggles with, you know, his community, his struggles with himself, which I always appreciate. You know, it is always going to be when somebody is very genuine about who they are. You know, it's not all hype. That's the other thing about this album. It's definitely not all hype. He's not trying to hype himself up. He's telling honest, very truthful stories that come from his personal life. The production's great. The actual beats and the backing music are fantastic. The lyrics are really amazing. And I like his delivery. I love his, like, the way he delivers his lines is in his bars are, it's uniquely him. and I couldn't see him doing anything else on different beats. Like, you couldn't put like an East Coast thing on this. Like, it's very like the things that he's doing on this match him perfectly well. And he's a young kid, but I feel like he's a young kid who knows himself, and I really appreciate that. And he knows how to be honest just about who he is and the struggles he's going through. It's by far one of my favorite albums of the year. A couple of tracks that I would recommend off that. Preach is probably my favorite track on the album. But even We Poppin' featuring Birdman. You know how I feel about Birdman.
See, bro, it's so crazy to hear you talk about this dude. Like, I'm so, like, remember, like, before we started recording this one, I was like, man, I don't want to hear your list. Really don't need to talk about your list.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get in that. Like, I really, you know, see if we still got, if the synergy is there. He is definitely on my mentions. You already know that, representing yeah. Louisiana. You know, we had the conversations about this as far as, you know, that young man, you know, and I wish him the best and safety, and hopefully he get on out of Baton Rouge and do his thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen to Boosie Boo, man.
Yep.
Get out of there now. You know what I'm saying? That interview said something about him moving, but I don't know, man. Just just being from there, it always hits home. It's definitely my honorable mention, but I always like to hear it from your perspective. It's funny. Like, well, people, when we've talked about it, man, like, when they see you, they wouldn't expect you to listen to that. And you listen to all kinds of music, number one. Like, you put me on some heavy metal shit that I actually could listen to, which is a, you know, something amazing within itself. And I mean, we talk about listening to shit like classical guitar music, but of course, I mean, come on, man.
When country it comes down music to, too. Like,
yeah. Yeah,
I can't be from Texas without having certain country music that I still listen to on a regular basis.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out a country song that I fuck with like that, but you know, across the board, man. But yeah, it's just crazy.
Well,
great
it's,
choice, man. NBA well, young boy.
It's represent. Also like representation of like somebody. Like I will always appreciate somebody who can tell a good story, and that's the thing that I feel like this young man has. I mean, he's young. He's what, 20 or 21. He's a young kid, but he has a real talent. And, you know, I think he's somebody that I'm going to watch for the years to come. Like, I will always listen to whatever he puts out. But this was kind of the defining one for me because it was just something incredible, just incredible about it.
But you know, it's sad, though. Hold on to one last little preface, since it's on Louisiana, about that. I'm glad you could talk about that because there's a lot of people, especially around my age from around there, like, you know, I wish the young man well, but it's too many people in my community, little kids that can sing NBA Youngboy, but they still dying out there and they can't halfway read either. You know what I'm saying? So I still, like, I ain't trying to take no money out of his mouth, but like, this specific to my people out there too, you know, it's a balance to the whole thing.
Yeah.
Cause that's real. That's like, it's, you know, I've been out here for a little while. Like I said, it's a little bit different down there for real. Like that, the stories that motherfucker telling, you know, that's
no, they're real. Yeah. They're truthful.
Yep.
They're very honest.
All right.
Yeah. But yeah, what is your number five?
Man, Trap Star. Star Lito featuring Trapper Man Dale.
There you right. go.
For me, that's just one of my albums, man. I'm a Star Lito fan. I think like the video that's out that you could, the first one you could probably start with is See Me Sweat. You know what I mean? But that really,
you sent that one to me.
Yeah, man, just it's something about that one. I don't know. That one just touched something old in me, man. Like, this year, for real, like, the one thing I'm glad to see is money getting made in the industry, and it's certain on upfront musicians, as saturated as everything is, that I can connect with on a lot of different levels. You know what I'm saying? As far as, I don't know, I saw a meme where it was a picture of this dude like looking blankly and looking real normal, and it is like, this is me looking like listening to trap music about selling drugs and killing people on my way to my 9 to 5.
You sent that to me too, and I was like, yeah, that's pretty normal. That's
my that Trap Star album. I had to put that one on the list. I know that's not one that's gonna be a lot of, I mean, shit, fuck it, it's just my favorite list. I don't give a fuck, you know what I mean? It's 2018, it's so many albums, it's been a great year, like, you can't go wrong. But I mean, for me, Trap Star, I had to give it respect. Plus I saw Star Lito in the Galleria this year, and I was like, I couldn't even speak to him. I was like, damn, you taller than I thought. I was actually a little bit like, damn, that's what am I supposed to start leading as a real gangster?
By the way, what a great name too, right, Starlito?
He got some him. Yeah, man, I don't know, bro. That album just kind of stepped. It was a sleeper this year. I mean, for it to be on one of my favorite my list when it's so many albums out, you know, I just had to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? To make sure somebody else feel me.
Well, that's one that I like the video you sent me. I never got a chance to go around and listen to the album, but I'm going to now.
That's what I'm saying. Like that's one that you can flip. Like it's some songs on there. It reminded me of an old feel of like when two people was kind of not like a Hot Boy album, not quite that fire, but it's a situation where like the chemistry between the two. And I don't know if maybe it was something that's also inspired about the energy that I've been channeling this year with me and you doing the show. And it's a certain vibe that you fuck with folks. You know what I'm saying? So maybe that's part of the reason why it resonated with me. I really think that I had a big part to play in it. But, you know, that's Trap Star. And I mean, even down to the name is Trapper Mandel, Star Lilo.
Yup.
Trap Star. You know what I'm
saying? I love it.
It's a vibe to it. You know what I'm saying? He talking some real shit. Like, you know, you can tell when things are genuine, when people are coming from a real place. That's probably why you like NBA Youngboy.
Yup.
That's why I like my Trap Star. That's my number. What about you? You.
Man, real quick, too, before we go on our number five, I was going to tell you, it didn't make my list this year, but if you haven't heard it, the Currency with Freddie Gibbs album is really good.
I tried to listen to that.
What'd you think about that? Did it not hit?
I mean...
Fetty was the name of the album, yeah.
Yeah. I might have to go back and listen to it. I might have to go back and give it a try.
Yeah, some about that hit, but I really like Freddie Gibbs. You know, his stuff's good. He didn't make it this year, but, you know, it was just other stuff out. But my number five is a surprise for me because this is music I was not feeling last year. This style, this genre of, this kind of subgenre of hip-hop that's getting, I appreciate it because, you know me, man, I always like anything that kind of pushes boundaries. Sometimes it takes me a minute to come around, but as a fan of somebody like Frank Ocean and Tyler, the Creator, and guys who really kind of push the boundaries of what music could be defined as, or, you know, especially in hip hop or R&B, this one really kind of got to me, and that's Trippy Red, A Love Letter to You Three. I had to be honest, man. I listened to this album so many times. Like, I look back on my most played on Spotify in 2018, this album just came out recently, and his song Topanga was in like my top four songs I've listened to the most this year. And like, that tells me something. So I have to be honest with myself. I have not enjoyed his stuff in the past, but something about this one clicked. Like, it was just there. The music, the backing music was really clever. The transitions between songs were really great. Lyrically speaking, I enjoyed it. I did. I don't think it's as honest as something like Youngboy or even somebody else who's coming up on my list a little bit later who I appreciate, who's definitely higher for good reasons. But when you talk about albums that you can just roll to and just drive around to and just really enjoy the whole vibe that those give off, this one for me really was that album. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you bugged me out with that. I still ain't listened to the album. What I did when we was riding and you had that song on and I was bobbing my head, I was like, man, you know, I'm just chilling, we talking about whatever. He was like, yeah, man, that's that Trippy Red. I was like, what? I can't believe this. Because part of me has immediately judged this crazy mongrel. And yep. I was just like, I'm not listening to your shit over here probably mumble rapping and blowing Xanaxes out your nose, boy. When I was out in the street, we didn't do the drugs. We sold them.
That's, yeah, man, that's the...
Being old, but the song was jamming. What was it? Loyalty or something? What's the name of
it,
that shit?
It is. Actually, hold on. I'll pull up the track title.
We didn't sell drugs.
Loyalty. Loyalty before royalty.
Yeah, that shit was grooving. I was grooving with you. I was like, man, okay, maybe that's why this motherfucker. I mean, he got millions of people. What was the dude? I like the. I think my number one is going to be Tom McDonald.
Oh, yeah.
I went back and listened to more of his shit. It's not that bad. Like, it's you know, it's not, it's really not.
Well, the other thing, too, that I like about Trippie Redd, and I'll put that out there, is he references Pokemon a lot. You know, like, you know, that's automatically going
to
speak to me.
I still got to listen to the kid. I got to give him an honest listen to. I just watched him. My thing, too, sometimes with the hip-hop shit is like, okay, even if the shit groovy, I'm not going to lie. Some things is just difficult for me. I'm just not in that era. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Even I think if I was in this era, it would be, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm not making sense, but
it makes sense, man. Because like just looking at the kid, it makes me not want to listen to him.
But then when I listen, and that's fucked up because I'm judging the dude, not giving him a chance properly. You know what I'm saying? And He really, I like that. The one song I listened to was groovy as fuck. I was groovy.
Yeah, and I'll say maybe it's that. Maybe it's the whole 6ix9ine thing. Like that kind of just ruined SoundCloud rappers for me.
That's what it is, bro. That's exact. And I don't even think. I think it was some beef between them little motherfuckers or whatever.
Here's one of the lyrics from that song we were listening to, Loyalty Before Royalty. He says, electrify that dude like a fucking Pikachu. I was like, yeah, I'm good. I'm sold. This is too good. What is your number four, my friend?
This is a hard list, man, but I had to keep it real. It's the ASAP Rocky album, man, Testing.
Yeah, dude. Oh, that album's so good. You know what? Here's the thing, though. Made my also run. It really, and you know how much of a Rocky fan I am.
Yeah, and I'm not, I wasn't, I think maybe because my expectations wasn't that high and I found myself listening to that. I don't know how many times I listened to Praise the Lord, like the video and everything.
So good.
That shit was just, fire to me. And it was flipping back and forth to New England and back to New York. And see, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm more so, if I'm gonna listen to some shit, man, I'm like, okay, I'm fucking with Rocky album this year. Once again, it might not be the best critically acclaimed, but if I'm gonna be honest some things just got stuck on and just kept rolling. And when I was just thinking about it, that album, it was definitely one that I couldn't stop fucking with. Straight up,
it's a great album. It is just an amazing album. There was other ones, you know, and like I was saying, you know. A lot of this is about being honest about the stuff that we really, really listened to this year. And ASAP Rocky hit so early, and then I didn't fall off of it. I just kind of stopped listening to it, and I will go back to it, though, and still listen to it. It is, to me, it's not as good as his first one, but I still love it.
But for 2018, it had an effect on me. I'm not going to lie.
Yes.
Like, I just had to give him his props. I had to give him his props on it. Because you're right. It was early in the year. And, you know, that's like, it's really borderline 2017. Like, I had to double check and make sure. Because it felt like it came out 2017. But coming out early in the year don't mean it wasn't fire.
Yeah. No, for sure. For sure. Yeah. No, it definitely was. My number four is, you know, Anderson .Paak's Oxnard. Anderson, like, it's just, there's a reason this album got so much acclaim. There really is.
See,
this is one that the Kendrick Lamar fan of me loves this album so much.
Great, great album.
There's something about him, though, that I will say is probably an acquired taste.
Anderson .Paak, though?
Yeah.
That's a hero choice, man.
I really love his music. But this is the first album of his that's really, really hit me, if that makes sense. I liked Malibu. That was okay, like, for me. But this one, Oxnard, was the first one that really kind of hit me in a big way. The one that I could keep listening to on repeat and never get tired of it, you know?
It's real.
And lyrically speaking, just some amazing tracks on here and the production value of it, you know, because the guy is a true artist when it comes to, you know, designing his tracks and, you know, kind of designing the entire sound of his album.
I think that's the thing. I'm not going to lie. Like, I just realized that would be classified like a hip hop album. And I mean, what's more hip hop than it? But he's such an outstanding artist to me. It's almost like, okay, is he borderline some old futuristic neo soul shit with him. You know what I'm saying? Because he bring a whole different vibe. He really got a pimp's vibe a little bit to me, man. You got to love that. So yeah, man, that's a great choice, bro. That's a great fucking choice, for real.
Yeah, and he kind of, like, he gets rolled into the crew with, you know, I mean, of course, people like Flying Lotus and Schoolboy Q and guys like that, and who just kind of, they push a new level to their music, which is something I always will appreciate. However, you will see with my number two choice that old school sometimes is the way that I go. What is your number three, Todd?
Man, this one was hard, but not really. It moved up my list real quick. Meek Mill's Championships.
Such a good
straight
album.
Up and down.
Oh, it's
Jay-Z's
so good.
Jay-Z's freestyle on Was Free, Set It Off, Trauma. It's just a good album. Like, it's a dope-ass album. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of that other shit is fluff. Now we getting the more objectivity across
yes,
the board.
Yeah.
It's all subjective, but this, you know, last, whatever. Put on, you can switch, whatever. It's some albums I can mix. But nah, man, Meek, I just got to give him respect. Another Louisiana connection. Like, a lot of people wouldn't be as connected to the little Snoop connection with the young man that got murdered that he was signing from, you know, Louisiana.
Yeah.
But he even references it in his songs now. Like, you can go listen to the songs, My Little Nigga Snoop. Like, that breaks that whole thing down. So that whole Philadelphia connection, like, directly to, you know, the roots and all that type of thing. And just his growth and going through that falling. I mean, I'm not going to go off like, okay, well, all this fucking Meek Mill Jesus story. But for real, it kind of added to the album. You can feel it in the album, his experiences, his maturity and a level to it where I was like, okay, I'm impressed. For the fact that a grown man, see, now that's some gangster shit. Like, Drake almost ended that motherfucker career after the whole Nicki Minaj and that whole whatever, all that other shit that don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, in
for
real
sure.
Life, y'all are rich, right? Who arguing about pussy? Like, motherfuckers dying about pussy for no goddamn reason. Like, almost ended that man's career to come full circle, come out of prison, got billionaire connections, and connected with Drake. And especially in the community, I don't know what's more gangster than that. Like, that's the La Costa Nostra outlook. And that's what it could be respected. You know what I'm saying? In the sense of just trying to organize and make things work, man. And the bigger scheme, underlying messages with the Kaepernicks and such.
Oh, yeah.
Just to keep it 1,000. You know what I'm saying? Talking about prison reform. You know what I mean? Like, it's also the language within the language of the music. You know what I'm saying? And the message, you can always really get a true pulse of what's going on underneath it all through the real one. So Meek Mill, I got to give him some respect. I've been on that album since it came out, flat out.
It's definitely one of my favorites of the year. It'd be in my top 10 if we were doing top 10. It is, man. You really kind of pointed it out to me because I listened to it a couple times. Then you pointed out some of the more intricate details in it, and I went back and listened to it, and it just really hit. It really, the Jay-Z freestyle, by the way, is really incredible. But that's Jay, you know? That's
yeah,
classic.
That's
a legend.
Jay don't always hit like that. Like,
not like that, yeah.
Not like that. He, like you say, he a legend. I didn't mean to jump in on you on that moment. I'll let you breathe on it. But Jay, like, if you ain't heard that shit, you need to listen to that.
For sure. My number three is a guy I've been messing with for years, but finally one of these albums, just some about it, just cohesively tied it all together for me, and that is Gucci Mane's Evil Genius. Gucci Mane's Evil Genius, man. This is just, maybe it's the track with, I don't know, like the fact that you got Bruno Mars on there, like, and, you know, Bruno Mars is kind of like dedicated to being this pop artist, but he's singing this song and it really hits heavy with that. You've got, think about this. It's 2018, and we've got a track that has got Gucci Mane, Bruno Mars, and Kodak Black on the same track. Like, that's a weird mix.
Shout out Kodak.
It's good.
Oh, man. Shout out Gucci, a real gangster. That shit's funny, though. And Bruno Mars. I thought I saw a documentary that he was homeless at some point in a zoo. Maybe I'm making that up, but doesn't he look like at some point he was homeless in the zoo? If he wasn't, I don't mean to slander him, but he looks like he came from like humble straits.
For sure,
probably
right?
Next to a gorilla cage, and now that's why he's a little man with a lot of soul making millions of dollars off of black culture. Get your money, Filipino.
He's even got a track out here with 21 Is Savage. I like.
I can't be racist. I'm black.
But I will say that the highlight of the album is the Kevin Gates Gucci Mane song. Like,
hey.
I'm Not Going with Kevin Gates is probably one of the best. But the whole album for me is fantastic. Even the cover. Have you seen the cover of this, Todd? I love the cover of this album.
Man, I ain't seen the cover, man. Gucci crazy, bro.
He really, man, but there's something about it. He's got tracks on here talking about switching to vegetarian. Just all kinds of stuff on here that just impressed me with the production, the style, and you can hear the maturity. Like, there's still tracks in there that are still classic Gucci, but you can hear how he's matured over the years.
And see, that's what's up. I mean, that's another, I can dig it. That's just same thing on the other side of the spectrum, is the idea of the maturity, the weight in it. This has been a yep. year where you could get whatever you want. You could get the Trippy Red, or you can get you some, you know, Meek Mill type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. But yeah,
that's, I ain't never going to say you fucked up by choosing Gucci. Good choice.
Thank you, sir. What's your number two?
It is one of my favorite rappers, Pusha T, Daytona album.
That's
seven
it.
Songs. This is how I dug that album so much. This is the one thing that makes me like give Kanye one exception for the year, where I just can not think about possibly just not even fucking with him no more, not even having that normal forgiving heart.
Yeah,
just being like fuck him. This album, with him producing it or whatever, man, it was just some. That's just flames, bro. I've been a Pusha T been in the game a long time. You know, even it, we talked about the cover on that one. It was just kind of hard that he even had the nuts to put the Whitney. I still don't understand. I understand the Whitney Houston shit, but that's just cold. You know what I'm saying? But to start out with the infrared, I mean, just the whole album, you can flip it. So even though you don't have 38 songs, like, don't nobody have attention spans for that shit anyway. The way when he dropped that hoe, woo, bruh.
Man, that.
Bruh, just listen to it.
Out of all the seven tracks or albums that Kanye produced this year, that was the only one that I've really thoroughly enjoyed at all. Like, it's you were right, though, about it just being really, really on fire and just being biggest beefs of the year.
Kanye was a huge part of that whole album.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Kanye, they flew out to some fucking Wyoming or some shit like that and recorded that album. Like, he was there the whole time, had a lot of influence on that whole album. So, I mean, look, man. Things don't have to be mutually exclusive.
Agreed.
But yeah, Daytona is fire.
Plus, it was part of one of the biggest beefs of the year, which was also one of the most entertaining beefs of the year. So I'm just going to say that. Like, it's that was so good. That was so good.
Yeah, but he finished that beef.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I still say he finished that beef, like in real life, far as just beefs. But that's Pusha, though. But I mean, and you know what? This is how good that album was. I completely forgot about the beef for a moment when I'm thinking about that album.
Oh yeah,
that's great marketing though. That's just great. That's business in my eyes. You know what I'm saying? Like, 100. You taking that. You know, when you're on the top, if you Drake and you're on the top, you're gonna, you know, it's gonna be some business decisions. So yeah, but that's my choice, my good friend. What about you, sir?
My number two. I'm from Southeast Texas, Beaumont, right near Port Arthur. So this had to be on mine for the year. It was Bun B, Return of the Trill. It's just, I listened to it so damn much, man. Like, I could not stop listening to it. It's classic Bun. It is classic. Like, that's exactly what it is. It's got the dedication track to Pimp C on there, like, which is by far my brother. It's just, it hit me some way. It hit me really hard. It's got, you talk about maturity too, man. Like, there's something about Bun B on this that just sounds reflective in a way, you know, reflective, saying, look, I'm still here, you know, this is still me. But when you go up to the song Grow Up featuring 8-Ball and MJG, like, and then, that's a great one right there. You a Bitch featuring Pimp C, that's a classic. Like, the whole thing, the only one that I will say that kind of threw me off just a little bit, just little tiny bit, was the Rude Boy featuring Lil Wayne. That was the only one that felt like didn't fit.
If you know the history of Bun and you know the history of UGK, you know, I feel you on as far as the tonally in the
tonally in the album. Yeah, like I understand why he did it, but
you can't
tonally
have
in the album
trio without Wayne.
That's
yeah. Like, gotta find you. Know, like I kind of, but I so you say that I kind of fuck with that song a little bit though.
Well,
so,
fair
but
enough. For me, tonally, it didn't fit in the album. Fucking with Wayne, I agreed with. It was just the vibe of that song.
I can dig it. I definitely dig the tone. I could definitely dig it.
And, you know,
I'm biased.
But the very last track for me, that song Gone Away with Leon Bridges and Gary Clark Jr., like, that was the one I listened to over and over and over and over again. Like, the whole album is really great. If you like Bun B, if you like classic, if you like legends, Bun B's a legend. He always will be. This is an album for you. This is amazing. It's my number two. And as somebody from Houston, it had to be. Now, my number one's directly from Houston, but we'll get on to that. Todd, what's your number one?
Nipsey Hussle, man. Victory Lap.
I knew it. And there's a great reason for why.
I mean, Hustle and Motivate, man. This is part of Skip the Tutorial year started on that song on repeat. Hustle and Motivate. Plus, as far as just music across the board, Nipsey, if you fuck with hip hop, 2018, that legit might be the classic album. Like you gotta listen to Nipsey. See these last few, like, just go back, listen to the Victory Lap one time. You know, we almost hitting 2019. Hustle and Motivate. It's just the whole album is hard, and it's like a culmination of several albums that just. You know, is dope overall, like dope level 3005. You know what I'm saying? So that is easily my number one, man. Hustle and Motivate, rotating the year 2018. It's just crazy,
man. I agree. That's a great choice. That's an excellent choice. My number one, Houston artist, came out this year in a big way, Travis Scott's Astroworld. I could not put it on here.
What's crazy is I did not think you would. I like the song before we started recording. I mean the album. I was like, bro, he's gonna put Astroworld on there for me. I didn't even think. Yeah. Number one, good choice.
It's my number one, man. Like you talk about a guy from Houston. You talk about a guy with great production, great artistry. Even got me with Drake, man. And I'm not a huge fan of Drake, but I liked his feature on here. Like everything about this album was amazing. Like, and you reference Astroworld, somewhere I grew up going to on a regular basis. Like, there's something about that. The music video with Drake where he comes in riding in on the horse. Like, you're from Houston, Texas. That was just, there's something next level about Astroworld for me. Like, there was just something next level. It's just the future is bright and clear. So I had to do my number two with Bun B and my number one with Travis Scott, both from similar parts of the world, but both with different perspectives on music, and both effective, in my opinion, for different reasons. I did that on purpose, Todd. I did it on purpose. But it was good, man. Travis Scott, Astroworld, not just good, it was amazing. I listened to it I don't know how many times. Like, I could look it up. I feel like it said something like I listened to that album for like 2,000 minutes this year, which is a lot.
Yeah, man.
But there's something about that, man, that just his artistry, that song Sicko Mode, like everything about Astroworld was kind of just a beautiful, beautiful thing. He even has that track on there, R.I.P. Screw, which is an interesting little track, man. Like, just talking about influences coming up in Houston, Texas. And we've talked about this. The stuff that I listened to growing up and hearing that coming from a track with Travis Scott. Like, just talking about not only Bun B and UGK, but also talking about my favorite personal hip-hop album of all time, which is Big Mo. Like, so, you know
the
how
bar, baby, yeah,
the bar, but like, you know how I'm gonna feel about that, man. You got me in the feels on that one. You got me in the feels. I couldn't help it, man. City of Syrup, 2000. Go listen to it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, nah, great choice at number one too, bro. Like, I knew it because that's the album I think I heard you talk about the most this year.
Yeah,
non-stop. It was just like, have you listened to it? Have you? I was like, yeah. And I mean, as you go through the years, some albums get so big. I'm like, okay, you playing games. You're going to hear this music in the games. That's some of the games I play. You know what I'm saying? NBA Live.
For sure.
2K for sure. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of them songs. Like, one of my favorite songs of the year by Flip De Niro, Leave Me Alone. I heard on NBA Live. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and I had to go back and check that shit out. So yeah, it's crazy how, yes, we talk about whatever the fuck we want, but it's kind of all universal and it comes back to one at some point. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, man.
Yes, sir. You got any also runs on here?
It's a, oh man, I mean, you already really actually said a lot of them on your list. You know, the Too Short album came out. Bun B, you already said that. Carter Five, I listened to a lot. Mac Miller, Swimming on the Pool, like, you know, but see, some of these was just like, okay, the whole album now, because it was like self care. I was flipping, and I don't, you know, Trouble, Edgewood, that album, J Rock Redemption.
J Rock like, Redemption also ended up on my also run.
Like, yeah, I was like, damn, man, J Rock, how is like J Rock Redemption not on my list? You know what I'm saying? Like that one for sure. OSOM with J. Cole. Oh, how is my J. Cole shit not on here? You know what I'm saying? But it was just one of them things where I was like, really, when I came down to it, I was like, what other kind of, you know, other than just random like one line of songs, I didn't really dig off into the albums probably as much as I should have. You know what I'm saying? It's been a hectic year as far as how much good, it's a lot of good music out.
Yeah,
yeah,
man.
But what about you, man?
J-Rock Redemption, like you said, Meek Mill Championships, Nipsey Hussle, Victory Lap, of course, T.I. Dime Trap, Too Short, The Pimp Tape, you know, I Earl Sweatshirt, some rap songs. It's the first time Earl Sweatshirt's really gotten me with something. It was something about that that I really, really enjoy. Eminem, Kamikaze. I wanted to put it on, but...
Oh, yeah. I'm tripping.
It's great, but the fact is that it didn't have any replayability for me. Like, you know, I listened to it a couple times, and I was like, I'm good. Like, I hear you're angry again. Like, and he's still one of the greatest lyricists and deliverers in the world. Like, he can deliver lines like nobody else. But at the same time, it's, you know, that's one of these arguments I'll say. Like, if you know guitar playing, like, there's a guy named Steve Vai who's very technically, like, he's technically skilled. But I'm going to listen to Gary Clark Jr. over Steve Vai because I like Gary Clark Jr.'s soulfulness and the way that he comes across versus Steve Vai's technical skill. And Eminem, for me, has always been one of those guys who's, it's a display of technical proficiency, and it doesn't always hit me where I want it to. You know what I mean? It's not as good as I always want it to be.
And I mean, sometimes it's hard, like, comparing legends of decade or decades to, like, 1 year.
Yeah.
Where... You know what I'm saying?
For sure. And then my last also
like,
run.
Like, I didn't even bring up Black Thought. My fault. Shout out.
Man,
Black
I almost
year,
that ended up on my also run. Like, Black Thought.
What was I thinking?
That
I
10 minute freestyle he did on Sway in the Morning. That was incredible.
Black Thought. I just 2018. I gotta say him if we're gonna say Eminem.
It was amazing, dude. And then my last also run was Slim Thug, The World Is Yours, Chop Not Slop remix. It almost made my list, man. It's a different album. It's Chopped and Screwed, and I love it. That is not everybody's flavor. I get it, but it is mine.
Man, I've been listening to Chopped and Screwed music since tapes were great.
Thank you. Right? Thank you. Like, Chopped and Screwed is part of, I don't know, man. Like, I think if you grew up in the South, it's part of your culture. It's what you grew up with. Like, especially if you grew up listening to anything coming out of Houston, Texas, which was, like, huge back in the day.
I don't know. And it would be crazy because I don't know. Maybe we've ostracized or isolated some of the people that listen to the show. But I would be interested to hear somebody else's favorite album for sure.
Me too.
Maybe that could be another giveaway thing.
Yeah, email us your favorite album of the year. It doesn't even have to be hip-hop.
Or like comment. Yeah, just comment.
Yeah, just comment.
Like some shit, comment an album.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. Almost made my list was Post Malone, Beer Bongs, and Bentleys. But after thorough listening to it, I decided it was not hip-hop.
I still can't listen to it.
It's mostly pop. It's mostly pop. It's really just... And I'm kind of getting out of that phase of enjoying it. Like, you know how you have those albums that will sit with you and you can enjoy them no matter what? Like, Frank Ocean's Blonde for me is one of those albums where I can go back to it at any time. If I need to relax, I'll put Blonde on, whatever. I thought that may have been Post Malone, but I can't anymore. Does that make sense? Like, I'm tired. Like, I don't need to hear it again. I'm good. Like, I'm good with it. Like, I've heard it enough. I'm done.
Maybe when I paint some, start painting again or something, I might give it a chance to listen to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth at least a chance to listen to. I'm not going to say you know, it's not as it got me when I first heard it the first few times, but then after a while I kind of faded off of it. So, you know, I haven't really gone back to it since. But other than that, that's all I got. Todd, you got anything else? No, sir. All right, so that's been this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial, number one video game podcast in Def Jam Vendetta. If you want to find us, you can find us at facebook.com/skipthetutorialpodcast. You can find us at Twitter at stt_pod. You can find us on Instagram at skipthetutorialpod on Instagram. And you can always, you know, remember that contest. Go leave us a review. Go do whatever you need to. All right, that's been this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial. As we always do, before we sign off, stay home.